Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. You are joined by two-thirds of the broadcasting team. I'm Lukia. We have Fonz. Max is somewhere around here, but he gave me his predictions. So, Fonz, how are you doing? We are in Mania season. We missed Royal Rumble, but Elimination Chamber, we're still on the road to Mania. How are you feeling as a wrestling fan? How are you feeling?
I feel like Max better show up to next week's podcast, because I feel like he ducking smoke. Max ain't here because he don't want to argue with me about predictions.
He's not somewhere right now.
He's running scared, so he gives it to Lakia and tells her to make predictions for him. So, Max, stop being soft. Bring your ass back to the podcast.
Max gave me his predictions. He gave me his predictions.
All right. Of course you're going to do
scared.
He's scared. He don't want no. Max does not want any smoke with the Fonz. Okay, that's all that
he wants.
Is.
No smoke. All, no. Well, Alrighty then. Let's do a quick Royal Rumble recap. We have Cody Rhodes that won the Men's Royal Rumble, returning after his pectoral injury at number 30. Rhea Ripley started at number 1, finished the Women's Royal Rumble as the winner, and will be going on to face Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. Bianca Belair defeated Alexa Bliss. Wasn't surprised about that. Bray Wyatt defeated LA Knight in a Mountain Dew pitch black match. That match was weird. I have no idea what's going on with Bray Wyatt, but Bray Wyatt won nonetheless. And Roman Reigns defeated Kevin Owens for the undisputed WWE Universal Champ and still champ. And Sami Zayn turned on Roman, kind of. Sort of. We'll get into that whole saga. So, this Elimination Chamber has 5 matches total. 2 chamber matches, a mixed tag match, Bobby and Brock round 3, and Roman's putting the undisputed WWE Universal Championship on the line again. So, let's start with the Elimination Chamber matches. The first one, we'll do the men's. This one is for the United States Championship. Austin Theory is the current champion, and he's going to be taking on Seth Rollins, Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, who's another one of Triple H's returns, Damian Priest, and Montez Ford. So, who do you have for this one?
Listen, title defended in the chamber, you know. That's pretty cool. I
Teammate
Mania.
Ooh.
Teammate Mania.
If there is, you don't need Theory won't retain his belt.
Okay.
And I feel like
Seth Rollins,
because I don't, you know, I think Seth, the way that he's been talking about
Logan Paul,
you know, I think that Logan versus Seth for the belt, it wouldn't need a belt, but it would be pretty cool to see Logan go after the U.S. title. I
so
just
Logan's
can't see
third match is going to be a title match.
His second match
was a freaking. His third match was a title match. He had
Because he did the He did the Mania. He did the Mania tag team. Then he did Miz one on one. His third. So he's going to have 2 title matches and 2 non-title matches out of 4 matches total. Wow.
I'm picking.
Can't see any other winning the strap.
You get what I'm saying? Like Bronson Reed, what is the U.S. belt going to be defended at in Mania? I would love to see,
but I don't see any of them,
you know, defending the belt at Mania and it feeling like a big match. So I'm just going to go with Seth.
Max went with Austin Theory, and I'm also going with Austin Theory because I just don't see, like, this could sound so mean and so wrong, but honestly and truly, I feel like the United States Championship is kind of beneath Seth Rollins at this point. I don't think that he needs to go on to WrestleMania and fight Logan Paul. Logan Paul doesn't need to be in a United States title match. Period. I just don't see it. it would be cool to see Austin Theory, because if you think about Austin Theory and John Cena, right? Austin Theory is kind of like, he's kind of John Cena-esque in a way, as far as like his body and his stature and his physique and everything. Definitely not the same person in the ring, but he kind of gives John Cena vibes in certain ways. And John Cena is known, like that was his first title. So it's like he came back, he fought Roman or whatever for a title, and now for him to come back, and John Cena is not above, not to say that Seth is above either, but I think because John Cena has won the United States Championship before, and that title holds such symbolism in his career, I think that him facing Austin Theory at Mania for the title, clearly Austin would probably, who knows, Don could be like, you know what, I'm gonna win the title, and then at, you know, what's the one they do after that? The WrestleMania. What's that pay-per-view again? The WrestleMania. What is that one called, though? Like, when they do it
WrestleMania
again?
Backlash. WrestleMania Backlash.
I could see him dropping it there or something. Or something like that. I just think it has more symbolism being Theory versus Cena, if that's the route they're taking, versus Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Can I change my pick?
You're changing your pick now.
Yeah, you convinced me to go with Theory.
Oh, wow. I'm just gonna leave Seth Rollins here, and I'm gonna leave it here, because then I know my brother so well. If Seth Rollins does win, he's gonna say that he chose Seth Rollins first, because he's gonna.
I'm 50-50. I'm going Seth Rollins or Austin Theory.
Okay, okay. So for the Women's Elimination Chamber match, I really like this one. We have the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, I mentioned before that Rhea Ripley won the Women's Royal Rumble and is going to face Charlotte at WrestleMania. We also never got to see that match happen between Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship because Rhea got injured. I know a lot of people were on Twitter were saying that they would rather see Bianca versus Rhea, but I personally don't mind Rhea versus Charlotte. We have two face champions right now, and I feel like Bianca needs to be going against a heel. So in the Elimination Chamber match for the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania, we have Asuka versus Liv Morgan versus Nikki Cross versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya versus Carmella. I want Asuka to win. There's nobody else that I want to see face Bianca at WrestleMania in this match. I like how it's a mix of both SmackDown and Raw superstars. I usually hate when they do qualifying matches, but the way that they set this one up was really, really good. So they took the last four that were in, the last four to be eliminated from the Women's Royal Rumble and put them in the match. They automatically qualified. And then they did two fatal four ways on both Raw and SmackDown. I didn't see the SmackDown episode when Natalya got in. But no surprise there. This is in Montreal. So no surprise that Natalya is, you know, in this match. And I just realized that every single match minus the Elimination Chamber for the U.S. Championship has some type of Canadian in it. Because Brock is in Canada. I think he lives in Canada. He's not Canadian, but he lives in Canada. So it has some type of Canada in the mix. But Asuka has recently turned heel. I love the vibe that she has. A lot of people have been talking about that she's going back to her time in New Japan. I don't really know that much about Asuka's time in New Japan, but I'm going with Asuka. That's who needs to win. We already know her entrance at WrestleMania is going to be fire. So Asuka. And Max also chose Asuka.
I guess we're 3-for-3 on choosing Asuka, because I feel like I am part of one of those fans who thought Bianca and Rhea would have been a better match. That's the only person I would have been okay with beating Bianca for the belt. I want Asuka to win, but I don't want her to beat Bianca for the belt. I feel like it should be Bianca and Asuka at Mania, and Bianca should retain. Asuka could take the belt further down the line, but I don't feel like she should take it the first time they meet up. But you're right, Asuka's return was badass. I like her characteristics. We've never seen Bianca and Asuka one-on-one. We've seen it in triple threats and other matches.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one, they put on a banger at Mania. So I'm going to go with Asuka to win the chamber. I just can't see. It's similar to the men's. Nobody else facing Bianca at Mania makes sense. Natalya, no. Raquel, I could see them trying to go with Raquel, but Raquel has never been built up like the badass heel that she was built up as in NXT.
Exactly.
So, Raquel, you can't put her in that match. The only person you could put in is a returning Asuka. And I'm with you and Max. I'm going to go with Asuka.
And Liv Morgan, shout out to her, but it's like I can't see two faces going for this title. And I do see Rhea getting an edge over Charlotte. Well, okay, I'm hoping that Rhea.
I hope Rhea beats Charlotte. I'm hoping that she beats Charlotte
because then, you know, you'll have a face and a heel as the champions. And you make a great point of even this is going to be a year that Bianca has had the title, right? Because she won that Mania last year. So that would be really dope to let her have that moment to retain and have had it for a whole year. But also to give more time. If anybody could dethrone Bianca and it's believable, the technicality that Asuka presents in the ring is believable. So to have her win down the line, possibly like a SummerSlam kind of thing, and then Bianca can go off into the sunset and take some time off. Because she's been a workhorse. She's been going nonstop. So I could see something like that happening. I don't think their second encounter at like WrestleMania Backlash, that's how Ronda ended up winning the title against Charlotte. And I thought that was corny. Because they could have just had Charlotte drop it at Mania for all that. Because knowing she was going to take a break because she was getting married and whatnot. So yeah, Asuka across the board. Wow. We're 2-for-2 in agreeance. I think it's kind of cut and dry here, though. The card is kind of cut and dry. Next up, we have the mixed tag team match. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. Who do you have? I have mixed thoughts on this one, but who do you have?
I also have mixed thoughts, but I'm going to go with... The Judgment Day, Rhea and Finn. Ooh. And I feel like Rhea should pin Beth because you have to keep her strong. And I also think that they'll do Edge and Finn at Mania, like to end it. There was talks of a Hell in a Cell match. Edge has, you know, become a big, like, he's a big part of Hell in a Cell matches. He's had some of the best that I've watched, you know, in great moments in his career. So I feel like Finn and Edge and Hell in a Cell. I expect this to be Edge's final Mania because, as he said a year ago when he was back home in, you know, Toronto, that he wanted to retire there in a year. So this would mark his final WrestleMania going out on his terms. I feel like that's how you end that feud because, you know, Finn basically kicked Edge out of the Judgment Day.
Leader.
Star in the Judgment Day.
For sure. She's the real leader.
Yeah, she's the real leader. And the group has made Rhea look like a badass. Like, at times, I feel like Rhea is a baby face, as, you know, I feel like it didn't connect at times because she's a badass. So I'm going to go with Rhea to pin Beth to win the match. And the Judgment Day and Edge story needs to end. It's been going on for, like, over a year. You know, the reason why it's not annoying me too much is because, you know, Edge takes breaks. So he's not always on TV. So I feel like every time we see him, he's feuding with the Judgment Day. And I feel like at Mania, Edge should fight Finn, and Finn should beat Edge because that can do wonders for Finn's career. You know, I'm not with, you know, the old guys who have had their moment in the sun coming in and beating younger men. So
it'll be a good match.
I'm excited to see Beth Phoenix. Beth Phoenix looks amazing. But, you know, I feel like in this match, she'll put over Rhea, as she should. And, you know, I feel like Rhea will pin her, and that's good to keep Rhea hot heading into Mania, you know? So
like you said, you have mixed. So you're choosing Finn and Rhea.
Yes.
And this is so hard because it's like, we know that WrestleMania is a bigger stage, but Edge being in his home country of Canada, you know, that's why I chose Edge and Beth Phoenix. But you make such a good point of Judgment Day needing to look strong. but also the point of, you know, Hall of Famers coming in and getting one up on the newer generation. This feud, I know that this wouldn't be like a Mania match for the simple fact that I expected Rhea to be going after one of the titles. She's one of the strongest women in the women's division right now that could actually deem herself like, I'm going to take a title off of either Charlotte or Bianca clean. It's clear. They have been building her since her return from injury. She has been booked like the badass that she is. People that I wish would be booked like that, Shayna Baszler. Just throwing that out there. I really wish Shayna would get some shine.
Shayna's boring as fuck.
But if she had the right stuff around her, I think that they could make something work. But anyway, back to Rhea and Finn. I'm torn. You make a great point. I'm still going to go with Edge and Beth because I think that the story needs to stop in Montreal. I don't even think Edge needs to have a Mania match. I think that Edge needs to just be done. We've seen him fight Finn. Now, if he were to fight Finn at Mania, would that be Finn versus Edge round 3?
I think round 2.
Well, they fought at Extreme Rules, right?
Yeah.
And then what about Clash at the Castle? Who was that? He was with Ray?
Yeah, he was with Ray versus Damian and Finn.
So it's like, if we don't have this being a, you know, oh, that's when Dominic betrayed him at Clash of the Castle.
Yes, yeah.
If we don't have this being like a round 3 match, like the Brock versus Bobby, which we're about to get into, I think that the feud should end regardless of who wins. But I think that Edge, you know, sailing off into the sunset in his home country of Canada at this point in his career is not a bad way to end it.
So you want Edge to end his career in Montreal?
But he talked about ending his career in Montreal. He talked about that.
I believe they were in Toronto because Edge is from Toronto. I don't even know how close Montreal and Toronto are. Canada nonetheless. Montreal, isn't that, don't they fucking speak French there?
Yes, they do speak French.
So how fucking close can it be to Toronto?
I don't know. Let's see. Montreal to Toronto. Because Montreal, if I'm not mistaken, is Quebec. Well, by plane, it is 1.5 hours. If you were driving, it's like 6 hours from here, like from the East Coast in the tri-state area to Virginia. So,
well, that's Edge. There's no way Edge should retire at Elimination Chamber. He's gonna have a Mania match. He deserves one.
He doesn't deserve one. I just wish it would be against someone else. But I guess they're gonna have to end Judgment Day eventually. So you know how you're torn between Seth Rollins and Austin Theory. You make a very, very, very good point. With Edge not retiring at Elimination.
This card is like a very unpredictable card. Like, looking at the selections, I'm having a tough time, you know, making selections. Like, I'm torn on.
The only one that I'm not torn on is
the Women's Chamber.
The Women's Elimination Chamber match.
And I'm like, not
it torn could, it on. It could really go either way for any of them.
And I'm not torn on that, and I'm not torn on the main event that we'll get to either. So.
I'm gonna go with Edge and Beth, and that's who Max chose.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha. Now we have Bobby versus Brock. Round 3. Brock versus Bobby, round 3, that I wish would be a Mania match. I think this is Mania worthy.
Yeah, to end the feud for good. Like, what are they now? They're 1-1.
Yeah, they're 1-1. And the way that Brock got his one was very sketchy. That was very stupid. I didn't like it. So, you know what I can see happening, though? Hold on. I'm going to go first. They've been teasing a Hurt Business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, boom. If they have a Hurt Business interference and the match ends in, like, a no disqualification, you get the Hurt Business back together, right? Have them go off to WrestleMania. And then we do get WrestleMania, Bobby versus Brock round 3. For real, for real.
I like that prediction. I'm gonna go with a draw. I'm gonna go with no winner.
That's what I said. A no disqualification.
Nobody wins. I feel like this is just a setup to.
Well, not an. Is it a no disqualification? Is that no? What is it called when neither one wins?
No contest. No a draw.
Oh, it's just a draw. Okay.
I mean, draw, no contest. I don't think nobody's gonna get pinned or submitted here. So, you know, I think like this is just a setup for the final match at Mania, and I do like the idea of, you know, the Hurt Business coming back together, and you know, it could end up being a no contest because of them. They just come in and beat the hell out of Bobby. And you always got Omos. He's a wild card who is still under the control of MVP. So
yeah, we don't know where he is. I haven't been seeing him with the Hurt Business.
Yeah, so you know, I'm gonna go with a draw. I just feel like this is a setup, and that's the thing with WWE Network Peacock. You can get away with doing that. Like if this was a pay-per-view and you're advertising Bobby and Brock, you kind of have to, you know, provide it. But it not being a Big Four pay-per-view or something, you can, you know, have this be a no contest. You could still have like a semi-match where they go at it, but you just have no winner. So we go into WrestleMania with both men being 1-1-1. And WrestleMania is their final battle. So I think this is a Mania match because I can't see Bobby fighting anybody else, and I can't see, you know, Brock fighting anybody else. Because, like, what do? You have somebody win, then you can't run it back for Mania. It's pointless.
Right.
So I'm going to go with a draw. I feel like they'll brawl. They'll have an entertaining showdown. You know, what do they say? What does Big E say? It's just two big, meaty men going at it. That's what this match will be. It'll be like another brawl, fun brawl. But I think when this feud is all said and done, Bobby should get the upper hand because Bobby's around all the time. You know, right. Bobby's always, you know, Bobby's the full-timer. Brock, you know, he's earned that right because of how big of a star he is. Brock, after Mania, will probably go home and we won't see him until SummerSlam. Bobby's going to be there, you know, and Bobby is a heel if Cody wins at Mania. That could be a good first challenger for Cody, you know? So
Bobby or Brock?
Bobby.
Okay.
Brock down the road as well, because Brock's always going to be a good challenger for anybody. He's Brock Lesnar. But I'm going to go with a draw. I'm not too excited for the match, you know, but hey, is what it is. I'm ready to talk about this main event, though.
All right. Max had chose Brock, but again, His opinion could have been swayed too, but he chose Brock. All right, main event time. Ding, ding, ding. The undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The Tribal Chief, the head of the table. We the ones. Roman Reigns versus Canada's own Sami Zayn. Okay. You want to go first? I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'll go first on this one.
Ooh,
what
a match.
I feel like let me just say this match is gonna blow the roof off. I'm excited for the match. I don't care if I know that it's predictable who's gonna win. But I feel like the match is gonna go like this. And this is the perfect scenario that I've heard online, but it makes perfect sense to me. You know, when you hear those scenarios and you're like, that, it's perfect. I don't know exactly who I heard say it, but my prediction is Sammy loses. Mm-hmm. Jey Uso costs him the match.
Even though Jay's supposed to stay on SmackDown.
Jey will cost him the match. Supposedly, you know the Usos, they got trouble traveling out the country.
But it's Jimmy that can't travel.
Oh, word is Jimmy's going to be allowed into Canada.
What?
I don't know. Dave Meltzer reported something. You gotta look it up.
Dave Meltzer, okay.
So
questionable.
But even if he's not, like you say,
Jimmy's not really needed to come to Canada. The person here is Jay.
All right, so
you're
saying
Sammy loses, Jay's gonna cost him the match. So you're picking Roman Reigns nonetheless.
I'm picking Roman Reigns because we're gonna see Roman in Roman versus Cody at Mania. I feel like, and that promo by Paul Heyman, Masterful. Masterful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You were your father's favorite son, but Roman Reigns was the That line hit deep. And Paul Heyman's a genius. And I love that promo because a lot of people on the internet are like, oh, it should be Roman and Sammy at Mania. But it's like, you know, you put the heat back on that Cody match and don't make people forget it. I also love the promo on Monday between Cody and Sammy because
that Roman Reigns called a pep rally.
Yes. So I love that promo. I love that promo because it doesn't make Cody seem like a hater. Because the one thing you don't want is fans to turn on Cody. And the way that they're going about this with two hot baby faces has been incredibly smart. It's not Daniel Bryan and Batista from a couple years ago. Right. You know, it's been very the way they're going about it. And what I think is going to happen is, you know, the match, Jay ends up crossing Sammy. And the WWE universe has become so infatuated with, you know, Jay and Sammy's relationship because it has layers to it. Jay didn't trust Sammy. Now, you know, he's torn. But I feel like at the end of the day, sides with blood. Sammy will never be Jay's blood the way that his two brothers are, his twin and Solo, and the way that Roman, his cousin, is. So I think Jay's going to call Sammy the match.
We'll see a beatdown
after the match is over. And then look what happens. Montreal is going to boo the fuck out of the bloodline.
We're going to hear some more F.U. Roman chants for sure.
And then boom. Fuck you, Roman. All those chants. And then we see a man we haven't seen since he lost at the Rumble. Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Kevin Owens is also from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Yes. Okay? Other Canadian.
That pop will be the loudest of the night when KO's music hits and he makes
I still think that Sammy's entrance is going to be deafening, even if KO pops up.
You know what? You may be right. I just think that KO is going to be a surprise because we haven't seen him since, you know, the Rumble. Right. So what I would do,
and I like that we haven't seen him since the Rumble.
Yes,
I like that we have not seen him since he got his ass kicked 3 weeks ago.
I love that.
I like that they kept him off TV. We haven't heard a mention of Kevin Owens at all. Let's also put into perspective the, you know, tumultuous relationship between Sammy and KO. KO has shitted on Sammy how many times? And the bloodline, Roman's the problem. So I'm just saying, Sammy called Roman an abuser. I'm not saying that Roman is not a little manipulative. We know Roman gonna do what he do. But Kevin Owens has always been a shitty friend to Sammy.
And KO has acknowledged that multiple times. But, you know, they're brothers and they fight. And that's just what happens.
Here's my thing with Sami Zayn, aside from Kevin Owens. He told Jay, I acknowledge you. He called Roman an abuser. He's saying Roman's manipulative. What if Sammy has just been manipulating Jay this whole time? And Jay always knew it. Jay always said that Sammy wasn't shit. Jay always said it. And Jay could have just left Sammy in the fold, right? Like, you know what? I'm going to defend you. Because when you really get your ass beat out of here, it's going to be me to do it. I think it's just been some masterful acting on both sides.
Sammy saved and reignited that bloodline story
I'm not saying he didn't. Every time I feel like I figured out what's happening in the bloodline, they throw me for another loop. They throw a monkey wrench into the plans, and I don't know what's happening next. I just don't know if Sammy's really genuine. Or was this a mastermind plan all along? Or has Jay been playing us all along? Like, there's so many questions that I have.
Get a lot of answers to those because I feel like Sammy's character was genuine. He loved the bloodline. He loved being a part of things with the bloodline. But I feel like he started to realize how Roman was using him, and then him and KO have went at it, but he couldn't hit KO with that chair. So that was a story of friendship, of brothers who, and you know, the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens story is deep. You know, it goes back a far way. So I'm going to go with, you know, like my prediction. KO's going to come out. He's going to save the day for his friend Sami Zayn. And then you turn all that heat that is on Roman towards Sami. You put all that heat on the Usos. Then you've got Sami versus KO versus the Usos, which will, in my opinion, be one of the best tag team matches.
The Usos have also been defending the tag team separately. So are we going to see them pulling double duty at Mania? Or do you think all titles are just going to be on the line?
No, they're going to defend both titles, and they're going to lose. They're going to lose. The team
they're going to lose both titles. You think that Mania is going to be the end of the bloodline?
No, I feel like there's layers to the bloodline story. I feel like Roman will take some time off if he loses to Cody. Deservedly so, obviously. And, you know, Roman will take some time. They've been going nonstop for a while, you know? So
I think the person that needs to end the bloodline is Jay.
I'm not too beat for a Jay versus Sam Roman match. I mean, it could happen down a line, but, you know, it is what it is. But for Mania, I'm going to go with the Usos losing the belts to KO and Sammy, because KO's a tag team title belt away from being a Grand Slam champion. So what better way to become a Grand Slam champion than with your best friend? KO
has never been tag team champ?
KO's never been tag team champ. I don't believe so. Yes, he's had, and it's crazy because he's been in tag teams.
Because he's been in tag teams.
Yes, he's been with Seth a little bit. He's been with Jericho.
And he's been with Sammy.
But wow. he's never been tag champ. So well, I think
you know what? We can have a lot of firsts, because if Rhea wins, she'll be a Grand Slam champ too.
Yes, yeah. So
which is why it just made so much more sense to me when she mentioned that in the press conference after Royal Rumble, when she said, well, I'd love to be a Grand Slam champ. I was like, that's it. Bianca's out. It's Charlotte. When she mentioned that. Ooh, he's never been. Wow. He has won. He's a 3-time U.S. champ, a 2-time Intercontinental champ, 1-time Universal champ, but has never been a tag team champ. Interesting.
Yep.
Oh, well. Could have some first at Mania, but it's safe to say that Roman Reigns is going to prevail. And shout out to the storytelling, because I wasn't sure how they were going to infuse Cody into this, but leave it to Paul Heyman and Cody Rhodes getting in that ring and cutting a promo of a lifetime. It was really, really good. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Because they do need to get the heat away from Sammy and Roman. Because I don't want to see Sammy versus Cody at WrestleMania. I'll be honest. They need to get away.
It's in that match.
They need to get the heat away and onto somebody else and have that building for like the next month or so. And that would be great to have, you know. They've done a good job with this storytelling. Triple H, you still have some work to do in many areas, such as the women's tag team division. But you are knocking things out the park in other places. So that is it for this episode, Elimination Chamber this Saturday. And that's that. Fine.
Yeah, we'll be back for a review next week. We're going to tell Max to stop dumb.
So hopefully he's here.
Because he keeps ducking smoke from the Fonz.
Yeah, Max is ducking smoke.
Well, that's it. And I'll be excited to come back.
All right, that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.